What is going on, guys? I'm your host, Jace, on Stupid Politics Podcast, episode 10, I believe. Ain't too sure. Sorry I haven't been posting very much. I just kind of got busy and wasn't able to post very recent. But so I'm going to try to bang out a couple videos, episodes. Try to bang out a couple episodes today, maybe. Got a lot of topics to catch up with, especially the DNC convention and other things. Steve Bannon got arrested today. I'll probably talk to that about that in a future video, maybe, or so. Right now, though, I want to talk... before we get started with today's video, make sure you hop on over to Facebook, either before or after this episode, and type in Stupid Politics Podcast, and go like and follow our Facebook page there. Or if you have Instagram and use that more, go to Stupid Politics Podcast, Stupid Politic Podcast, at Instagram, I believe it is. If you can't find it, oh well. but on Facebook, we post memes, news articles, and when we post a new episode. Go like and follow us there. So today I want to talk a little bit, or in this episode, I want to talk a little bit about this news article from CBS News, I think, on August 16th. Title of it, I guess we'll just start going in here. Okay. Title of it, this news article is, here are the Trump battleground states that Harris can help Biden retake. Sure, I'm sure. Yeah, okay. It's too early to tell how much Joe Biden's selection of Senator Kamala Harris as his roommate will help boost support for the Democratic ticket among African-American voters. But this much is clear. Increasing black turnout from 2016 levels will be critical to Biden's ability to win back key battleground states, which actually Kamala Harris, as we all know, hurts him because she is a crazy woman. Yeah, that was wrong. You can pick it up on the iTunes store now. we didn't know. She don't sit very well with the black community, so if anything, Trump should get more votes this election, this time around, I believe. I don't know. Although my MAC prediction shows him losing some states he lost last time, so I don't know. Which I'm gonna go over that closer to the election, probably around September. No, probably around October, I'd imagine. Like the end of October. Pretty solid map, in my opinion. I do it not based on polls, as we know. My bad. But I don't base them off of polls because, as we know from last election, that they ain't accurate. Not even with the popular vote, honestly. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. By the way, they had Hillary doing a little bit better, I think, an average of 10% around this time after the DNC convention. Whereas Biden's an average of 8%. So, I mean, they're a little bit more honest this time. Not much. But and we also take into account, you know, there's 6% more Democrats nationwide than Republicans. So you take that into consideration and cancel those out or whatever. I don't know where I was going with that. Let's continue here. Gosh. I feel like you guys are burning more brain cells listening to me than gaining knowledge. No, that's what the show's about. There you go. Okay. The Republican 2016 victory was mostly attributable to the defection of the white working class voters to Donald Trump. Nope. But Trump's breakthrough might not have been possible without a post-Obama decline in turnout and support for Democrats among voters. Black voters. Yeah, because they're going to make... You know, they only make like 20% or so of the vote. Like, it's not... I mean, that's a lot of vote. Or maybe it's 10%. I don't know. Oh, no. No, right here. Of 12%. I mean, I guess it's quite a bit, but they blame like that 12% would have made, I guess it would have made a difference, but how do they know that he did, they wouldn't have just voted for Trump? That, what's racist is they assume that you're black, just because you're black, you're automatically vote for a Democrat. That's sad. And most black people don't realize it either. The Democrats just think they have them in their back pocket. I mean, the way the blacks could show that they are actually free to vote the other way and vote how they really see fit, not by what the media, by what Democrats, by what head people tell them to vote. I mean, come on. Let's continue. Data from the census shows that in 2012, 66% of eligible black voters turned out to vote, and exit polls showed that they supported the Obama-Biden ticket by 87 points. But in 2016, only 59% of black voters turned out. And exit polls showed the all-white Clinton and Kane ticket carried those voters by just 81%. African-American voters account for roughly 12% of eligible voters nationally and account for a substantial share of the vote in 6 of the 7 states Trump carried by 5 points or less. Florida, 15%. Georgia, 32%. Michigan, 13%. North Carolina, 22%. Pennsylvania, 10%. And Wisconsin, 6%. An NBC News Cook political report analyst of census and election data from these states show that the decline in African-American turnout and Democratic support from 2012 to 2016 was probably enough to tip at least Michigan and Wisconsin and possibly Florida and Pennsylvania to Trump. I feel like, if anything, unless the black vote comes out to vote for Trump, I don't see them coming to vote for Biden and Harris. I mean, they all see how Harris is. She's a witch. Man, she's a witch. My brother had a half of your wife that she reminds me of. Like, she laughs for no reason. She's like... Yeah, on the Daily Wire, what's his name? I don't know. Guy with glasses. I don't keep fancy names around here. I seen a clip from the Daily Wire there about how, what's his name? Stephen Colbert was interviewing Kamala Harris and about how she jabbed Biden left and right and was really knocking him down. And now she's his buddy's buddy with him, and she goes,
it was a debate. It was a debate.
Like, okay, but that made no sense. I mean, yeah, it was a debate. You still did those things, and all of a sudden you're saying that he's a nice guy and he's not a racist. Hello. But she just reminds me of that so bad, like a fake person under that smile. That's why she's always smiling. She'll probably act worse than what Hillary did when they lose. Trump will win again in 2020. Don't matter if the poll says that Trump only got 20% of the vote. He's going to win. Continue. Amping up African-American enthusiasm could pay particular dividends for Biden in Wisconsin, where the Clinton campaign spent scant resources in turnout in Milwaukee plummeted. But even in states like Michigan, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, where black turnout was more robust, there were 397,000, 488,000, 370,000 eligible black voters, respectively, who failed to turn out last time. But how do they know, you know, those voters was for Trump? You don't know. Just because they're black doesn't mean they got to vote Democrat. You freaking racist. That's what I'm saying. Democrats, their whole thing is what they are and what they're doing behind the scenes is what they blame you for or Trump for. by Hance calling him a bigot and racist. Flip those around, they're actually the bigots and racists. And other things. I can't think of anything else right now, but anything they say is really what they're doing. Oh, yeah, impeachment for abuse of power. Well, they abused their power by impeaching Trump, for impeaching him, for supposedly abusing power when they had no evidence, so therefore they was abusing power. There you go. Let's continue. If Biden had a glaring weakness in the primaries, it was with young voters who strongly backed Bernie Sanders. And if there's one group whose turnout dropped precipitously between the Obama era and 2016, it's younger voters of color. Harris never gained much traction with either of these groups or really any group in the 2020 primaries. No, because she plummeted them straight away. But limited polling that in the past month shows that Harris, 55, who is more than two decades younger than Biden, could marginally benefit him. I doubt it. In our early August GWU background poll found that Harris had a similar net favorability among 18 to 29-year-old voters, 38% favorable to 34% unfavorable to Biden, 51% to 46%, and a higher net favorability among 35 to 44 voters, 44% to 33% than Biden, 49% to 47%. Trump and his campaign surrogates have already begun attacking the Biden-Harris ticket as a pairing of coastal elites out of touch with middle America. By the way, I agree with that, and I also feel like he's going to flip Maine, New Hampshire, and Minnesota this time. But in return, I feel like he's going to lose Pennsylvania and Michigan. Just my he'll still win Florida, but by a narrow margin than last time. And Wisconsin should go Democrat, too. That's what I'm saying. I think I don't know if he'll. It's going to be one of two things. He's going to win regardless, but it's going to be one of two things. Either one, he narrowly wins, or two, he beats him worse than what he did Hillary. There's going to be no in between. It's going to be like a night and day difference. That's Trump for you. Y'all like him. Okay. Don't know what I did there, but anyways, I feel like with them picking Harris for the vice presidential ticket, sealed the deal with Trump. Just sealed it. Honestly, there was no good people unless they could have got Michelle Obama. I think that person there would have been the one to change the tides. Just saying. Now she wants to turn America into San Francisco, warned fellow Californian House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. But Biden and Harris were the first ticket without an Ivy League degree in four decades, and polling suggests the burden of proof rests on Republicans. The GWU background poll found Harris favorability in the Midwest at 46% to 31%, higher than her national favorability, and much higher than Vice President Mike Pence's favorability in the Midwest, 35% to 53% now. I'm going to guess you take the low end of Harris's. Wait, that would make no sense. That would not be higher than Pence's, because they have her at the low end of 31% and the high end of 46%. His low end is 35% to 53%, so, I mean, come on. You guys already know.
Already know.
At least initially, at a time when voters desire racial unity and give Trump awful marks on his handling of race relations, it's hard to see. What thing has he said that's racist? I know he called Africa a sheet hoe. I know he said something else about somebody else that I can't think of. But how is that racist? He's talking about a continent and the state of it. Or maybe not continent, country, I don't know. That gamut. But what I don't understand is, how is that racist? He don't say, oh, them black people over there are just in a sheet hole. They made a sheet hole for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, He didn't say that. Let's continue. It's hard to see Harris as anything other than a plus for Biden. Oh, this news media. By the way, I go to get all my news. It seems like I could go with Sky Australia. They're the only ones that honestly do a good job. Cause I don't even like Fox News anymore. Cause all of them except Sean Hannity, sometimes Fox and Friends, and one more I can't think of, are the only good ones that, you know, don't jab Trump. Which, like I said, like I always say, Trump makes mistakes, but dang, he don't make that many mistakes. But you can't always be praising him either. So I see, you know what I'm saying. After all, Biden already has a good track record running on a national ticket with an African-American attorney in a first term as senator from a blue state. That's it with that. All right, guys. I guess that'll do it for today's video or episode, this episode. I got 1, 2, 3, 4 more day gun. I got like 6 more to make today. I doubt I'm going to do all those, but it's a start, I guess. Day gun.